I pray that all beings awaken as a universal prayer. And there are various prayers down through human history. I'm thinking of, the one about may I have the wisdom to know what to change, and or something like that, right? That one. I'm sure many of you know it. There are prayers from the indigenous people about all my relations and Mother Earth. There are many, many prayers that have been said. And we can take, of course, a line from a book, a poem, something someone said. And if it inspires us and if it awakens something in us, that can be our prayer too, our prayer for ourselves, our prayer for others. Prayer is very powerful. It's why humanity has been doing it forever. Prayer is vibrational. And when we're not praying to a being, or even the universe or something like that, expecting something back, but put out a prayer, like that's a particular kind of prayer. And often, begins from a self-serving motive, even if the self-serving it might seem to be for somebody else, like to pray for somebody's well-being. Are we really praying for that person's well-being? And what does that mean to us? Or are we asking that, are we asking that prayer because that person is loved or cherished by us? And so we're asking it with a fair amount of self in there. So that's for everyone to sort out. And is there anything wrong with that? That's not for me to offer any thought on, or write about it. Energy. Again, we're back to vibration and energy. Good vibes are good vibes. We would just want to, have it be pure, if you will, right? Pure of our, of anything to do with ourselves. And then there's the universal prayers like may all beings awaken and any other universal prayer that just is putting out a really big thought, a really big aspiration, intention, and wish. So here in this very big category of Buddhi, I've been kind of approaching it from a few different edges, kind of just seeing what's soft around the edges with everybody so that we can maybe go deep after just feeling around it. May all beings awaken because it is selfless. What does all beings mean? What does all mean for Pete's sakes? What does awaken mean? These are non-conceptual. You have to go beyond your concepts to really contemplate what do these words mean? What am I saying with this prayer? What is being invoked, invited, encouraged of myself, of others, any kind of other? So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. And I know for myself, this morning is a challenging morning, including all that includes for me personally, and physically, emotionally, la la la, right? And every person will have their version and their mornings and their days like that. That's universal. But I know for myself, immediately I go to something big because the small, the pain or the difficulty or the whatever, it's not going to change by thinking about it. It's not going to change by lamenting. It's not going to change by, oh me, blah, blah, blah. So I learned a long time ago, go big. Put it in context, first put it in context. So that's been done already, not even like today, like that's been done a long time ago. Put it in context. And then go big because we all want happiness. Nobody wants suffering. May all beings awaken. Somebody smile with that. What might that mean for you in any given moment? Go big. Booty, go big. Soften and open. Big. Breathe it. So that slowly, slowly, reminder by reminder, and practice by practice, we are living that and we're living from that, bringing that, supporting that in the world. Big, vast, profound. Beyond our minds. Beyond our conceptual frames of reference. So we smile. Because every moment truly is the opportunity for our own awakeness, for our own generosity or kindness or creativity or collaboration, but just showing up as a real person. Nothing fake. We smile again. Smile with that. Because that might be a bit of a daring for some, or on any given moment, according to the situation. It might be quite brave, quite daring to really show up and be a real person. Wow. And so we take a long, so deep breath of that invitation for ourselves. May all beings awaken. Well, that includes each of us. That includes me. When we say that to ourselves, yeah, that includes me. With a smile, with joy. With curiosity and excitement. Wow, that includes me. And then after that, after we set that kind of childlike, kind of wonder about it all, well, yeah, that includes me. May I awaken too? Then we can ponder, yeah, what does that word mean to me? And we will find frames of reference. We will find definitions. We will find something we've read in a book. But we probably won't have any clue other than parroting words. So, like, wow. Wow. Now there's an adventure. And as we start to settle, it highlights something really important. It highlights a lot of things really important. But one of them is that, oh, when I settle, there's this short or whatever duration for you, time frame where my mind is actually quiet. Not silent, but just quiet. Where frames of reference and concepts aren't forefront, categorizing and interpreting, not, and none of that's forefront. It's just a settled peace, open. And clear. Oh, I don't know what awaken means, but there's some sort of relationship between this open, spacious, settled quality and going beyond my thoughts about awakening. There's a relationship there. Another reason why we meditate. So we settle and be, and give the world a break from our mind and our emotions and our self. We just settle and be peaceful, genuine, present in the present moment. Breathing in and breathing out. And so we smile and take a long, sucky breath with all beings. May we all awaken. And we invite that vibration, that light, that openness, that poetry into the world. Because all beings are equal to myself. And if one person can make that aspiration or even go beyond the aspiration and actually realize, make real that aspiration, then anybody can. How marvelous. So we can have confidence when we make that prayer. We can have confidence. As others have, and they were human, and that means we can too. Oh. Love you all. Create your day.